Hey everyone, this is Stelly FD.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of The Startup Chat, we're going to talk about product demos, the good, the bad, the ugly, things to avoid, things to do to stand out and succeed with it.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
But before we get into the episode, special announcement, if you haven't heard it yet, there's going to be a live event with Heaton and myself.
In person.
In, like, physically?
Yeah, physically.
You mean on Periscope?
No, Palo Alto.
Like a Skype or something like that?
No. In person. People are going to be sitting there and we're going to be talking. They're going to be watching us and heckling.
Wait, they're going to be able to touch us?
Yeah.
As in,
yeah, with their fingers.
Not the screen or their phone. Us.
No, us. Yeah. Us.
Wow. Okay. So we are doing a live event in person. It's going to be in Palo Alto in the Bay Area. If you're around on March 31st at 6 p.m., you want to join us. We're going to do a live Q&A episode of the Startup Chat.
Bring your questions. Make them good.
Bring your questions. Make them great. And we're going to have a fun time. We're going to have beer and pizza and everything. But we have limited seats. So because it's physical and not on Periscope, we need you to RSVP.
Yep.
Here's how you do it. If you're around in the Bay Area on March 31st from 6 to 9 p.m. in Palo Alto, you go to thestartupchat.com/FB for Facebook. You join the Facebook group if you're not already part of it. And the very first pinned post is giving you a link to RSVP. Do that right now. Pause the fucking episode. It's just a podcast. Go do it to make sure that you can be there and then come back and listen to the rest of the episode.
Yeah.
Fair enough. The funny thing is when I do this whole like, and then go to thestartupchat.com/FB, Heaton always laughs because I think it's his like, I'm the living
Stelly in Stelly mode, baby.
I'm the living manifestation of like a guy at a farmer's market peddling like with tomatoes, right?
Yeah.
So he loves it. Just
sell your shit, dude. Yeah. Sell your shit.
He just eats it up. He loves it. Okay. The other thing that I'll say for this episode is that
it's great for this episode.
If you listen till the end of it, there's actually going to be a chance to get a free book. So I'll tell you more about that in a second. Let's get back to the episode, which is product demos.
Yeah.
So. Here's why I want to talk about this. There's two reasons. One is that, what is a product demo, right? The product demo for me is anytime any person demonstrates either in a one-to-one interaction, either physically in person or virtually, how their product works and how it looks like, or in a one-to-many situation, right? And this can be you showing investors how your software or your product or your SaaS works. This can be you showing somebody in a coffee shop how it works, or you showing a prospect how it works so they buy. This is a common scenario, probably the most common scenario that I've been exposed to is SaaS startups giving product demos as a sales tool in part of their sales process, right? And I have seen like a million bad product demos. And I see all kinds of mistakes, all kinds of like horrible, horrible things companies, founders, people do in the way they in the way they do product demos. So I've written a bunch of blog posts and then we turned those blog posts into a tiny book. It's really not really a book, but whatever. It's a tiny really book.
I mean, Stelly, I'm looking at it. It looks like a book to me.
It looks like a book to you. And it is actually really good. I'm always super critical, but I read through it from cover to cover again to just see how the experience would be in reading it as a book versus the blog post. And it's like a super quick read. Maybe it's going to take you like 30 to 60 minutes. It's all good. It's going to make you better at giving effective product demos that sell. So one reason why I want to talk about it is because I hate how bad most product demos are. And the other reason why I want to talk about it is because I have a book about it. And I'm going to give everybody who's the Startup Chat listener a free copy of it. If you just shoot me an email at stelly@close.io, you'll get a free copy. So I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this, Heaton, because I assume you've gotten a million product demos, both from a you're an angel investor point of view, also from a you're an advisor point of view, but also from a you bought SaaS products before and you probably saw things or your companies have given, you know, I'm sure some of your businesses have been giving product demos to other people. So is there something that you can think of when people demonstrate and demo their product to you, something that you find people just always doing wrong, or something that's kind of a pet peeve that annoys you, or something that you're like, I wish people would stop doing this when they give a product demo?
I think they forget that the demo is about the other person and like trying to figure out what they need. That's probably the number one mistake I see. So I've had so many, like, I'm an awful buyer, first of all. So like, if you give me a product demo, like,
I'm not surprised.
Just don't do it. Right. Because I'll find the word that's off or the pixel that's off, and it's going to bug me the whole time, and I'm going to bring it up again, and that throws you off if you suck at demos, right? Yeah. And I can tell when someone sucks at demos if I can throw them off. So that's a test, right? Like, if someone's mock demoing me, I'll keep trying to throw them off, because that's what a customer's actually doing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, like the most aggressive customer's like, no, I don't want to see that. Show me this. Or they're like directing you. So that's one persona of a customer, right? Or prospect. But the worst is like when I try to interrupt them. If I'm the buyer, let's say, I'm going to call myself the buyer, and they're the demoer, and they're like, no. Like, they don't let me, you know, for whatever reason.
We're just getting a live call from Neil Patel, by the way.
Picked it up. Yo!
Yo!
So, like, I think it's the worst when, like, you try to interrupt them or something, and then they keep trying to continue. When it's like, I'm the buyer, you're trying to sell me, essentially, like in the sales case.
No, but you don't understand. I have a certain sequence, and I know what I need to say.
Fuck about your sequence. But I'm trying to buy your product.
But I just want to get through my demo. Can you just not shut up and listen to everything I have to say?
Then I'm wasting my time.
Yes, you are.
Right? So don't waste their time, right? So I think the biggest pet peeve is that.
Yeah.
I know you've written a whole book on it, so I'm dying to hear what you got. But, like, I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate it when, like, they're so scripted where they can't go off script.
Yeah.
Which means they're pretty bad at it. Because the thing is, like, it's about me and what I need.
Yes.
So, like, you don't need to show me the 100 features in your stupid product. You need to show me the 3 that are going to blow my mind and make me think I need it right now.
All right.
And so that's the sales demo side.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. So, obviously, I agree with everything you say.
Yeah, great. Awesome.
So, that's it. That's the episode.
Done, right?
That's
the episode. Read the book.
Get the book. So, wasting time is a huge one. And there's like a million different manifestations of how people waste time in product demos. Number one, they give it to the wrong people.
Yeah.
And wrong means to me, you have not explored if this person should buy your product.
So you're talking to a marketer talking about engineering crap.
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
Or you're talking to an intern, you're giving that intern in that company a 2-hour extensive product demo, and then you realize that intern is just not going to buy and knows nothing about the market.
Context of the person.
Context of the person, of the company.
Why don't people just ask the person their goal before they get on the product demo?
Because here's what happens. A lot of people will just ask you for a product demo. They will send you an email or fill out your contact form and go, hey, I would like to get a demo of your product. And then what do teams do and people do? They respond, sure, how about Tuesday 9 a.m.? Hey, Heaton, somebody asked me for a product demo. Surely I just have to give it to them. Yes and no. I'm not saying tell them no. I'm saying, yes, let's jump on a quick call to figure out if a demo is worth it.
Right.
Or let's jump on a quick call, and in the call you first figure some things out about this person, and then if they're qualified, you can give them the demo. If not, why don't you save their and your time and you point them in a better direction?
You can even qualify an email.
Yeah.
I used to do that. Like at Crazy Egg, we had a lot of customer support. I was doing it. People wanted demos. I only did 10% of the demos. Because one, we don't have a sales team, right? Two, like, we don't need a demo. Even today, we probably, of the people who want demos, maybe do 20% of them.
Yeah.
Because we've gotten better at getting those requests. But, like, you shouldn't do every demo that's requested. You should try to understand whether the right people are going to be on the phone, right? But again, like, to me, I know this is, like, broken record, but it just goes back to, like, don't waste anyone's time.
Don't waste
anyone's time. You are wasting that intern's time. Yeah. Actually, in that case, you might be wasting yours more than theirs.
Yeah.
But your time matters, too.
Yeah.
Right? You're trying to close sales in the sales context.
So that's one. You're giving it to too many people or not the right people. Yeah. You don't do your homework, which is what you pointed to, where it's like, it's all about me. Show me the things that matter to me. Most people don't do the homework or ask the right questions beforehand to know what does this person really care about to make sure I show and demonstrate these things versus everything. Right? So, and you touched on this a little bit with like features.
Yeah.
Listen, a product demo is not training. A product demo is not training. People confuse that. People think that the purpose of a product demo is probably to make you a black belt in using my product.
No.
No. No. I'm not even a customer now.
No.
All I'm trying to figure out is this shit does what I want it to do.
Should I buy it?
Should I buy it or not? It's a sales tool.
Or even try it in a lot of cases. The call's about trying it, not even buying it.
Not even buying it. Don't teach me every little setting, every little thing. It's not about features.
Yeah.
Right? It's about demonstrating the value and the benefits, not teaching me how to use all features.
I'm sure you have this in your thing, but like even if you get to the point of a product demo, I'm surprised at how many people don't ask me questions first.
Yeah,
if I'm the buyer.
Yeah,
it's like, just ask me a couple questions.
Yes.
Be like, tell me, ask me why I even got on the damn demo and what I want to see.
Yes.
Like, do you know what you want to see? Great, you don't? Great. What are the problems you have? Like, either way, get some answers so you can make sure that even if you're still going to go on a script, you can make sure that you can double down on the right talking points.
So I'll give you a small one on this and then a bigger mistake, right? So a small one, pet peeve of mine.
Yeah.
And this is also about saving time, but to me, it points to a bigger issue of like being mindless in the way that you do demo. And I've given bad demos before, so we're not above
me
that.
Yeah, me too, of course.
But here's the thing.
How do you get better at them? You get bad ones.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
So here's the thing I hate. When people demonstrate something and they feel the need to clickety-click on everything. So I'll give you an example. Let's say I have a newsletter tool and I demonstrate you how to send a newsletter.
Yeah.
I go to the editor and I'm like, here's where I put all the nice newsletter and I format it and I design it. And then here's the send button. And when I click it, and they click it in the demo, it sends the newsletter. Now they click the send button and the spinny spin wheel spins and we wait for 2 seconds and then boom, see, the email was sent. Why the fuck?
Who cares?
Who cares? Why did we have to click the button in person? Like, why can't you just tell me, here's the editor, here's how it works, and then you send the emails from here and you move on with life.
Yeah.
They click on things and then things break. There's a bug, error message. Oh my God.
Oh, that probably pisses you off with your team. And why'd you click on that?
No. But here's the tip on that. And this is so funny, which is you brought this up with like throwing people off. If I can throw you off, you're not good at this. There's a whole chapter on this in the book. There are going to be mistakes.
Yeah.
And they can't be surprising because they don't only happen once in a lifetime. Common things that will go wrong in an online demo, at least, right? You lose your internet connection, or the internet connection gets really bad. There's an error message or a bug. Your machine slows down or breaks up. There's a bunch of things that will happen.
Yeah, I'm going to give a hack.
Go for it.
I learned it from, I'm trying to remember what, Podio.
Okay.
Back in the day.
Let's see if it's the same hack that I offer.
It was like a Yammer competitor.
Okay.
Right? And this hack takes work, but basically, and we did this at Kissmetrics in the past, there's two methods. One you need, and then the second one is like a add-on. Basically, create a just clickable HTML version of the whole app with specific screenshots in the right areas, update them when you need to because things change, and use that to demo. So that prevents the clicky problem. And makes it so that what we did is we actually would put it on things like Dropbox.
Mm.
And so it was just easier to access than even a URL in case something's wrong. If it's on Dropbox, it's actually local.
I love that. Yeah. And I know some other companies that do this even more sophisticated with a bunch of things. I'll give a much simpler solution.
Sure.
Because in this case, I'm the lazy one.
Yeah, I get it.
Right? So you just prepare for these situations. And here's how I would prepare for them. Number one is...
So backup plans, contingencies, plans. That idea?
Yeah. So anytime I want to show anything that's online, I will decide what are the 2 or 3 pages that I need
to
show.
Open, right?
I have them fucking open, right?
You can even lose internet and still works.
Yes, exactly.
For the most
still works.
Yeah.
So the second thing that you want to do is you want to... if things go wrong, let's say you have an error message or a bug, most people that give a demo will be flustered by that.
Yes.
Oh, this never happened before. Bullshit.
That's wasted space. Don't even say that. Who cares?
That creates anxiety.
Yeah.
It creates stress.
Makes you look stupid.
Here's what you do when there's an error message.
Yeah.
You go, nice. I'm so excited to show you this. You see that we just got an error message in the app? When this happens to you, whenever you use our product, if there's ever an error message, here's how you deal with it. Here's what I do next. I'll show you how awesome our support is. So I'm clicking on this button that says live chat support, and I go, hey, engineering team, I'm just giving a live demo, and I got this error message. How can I fix this? Because I have a prospect that's looking at at this with me. And now I'm going to demonstrate to you how do you communicate awesome. With support to fix this problem.
Yeah, how responsive they are how and all that good shit. They are, how yeah, they help, that's great. How to
communicate bugs absolutely. Productively
yeah.
to people.
Oh, yeah.
And now I've turned something that's a negative into like, oh, this is an opportunity to show you how awesome we are and yep. how you have to deal with this when you're in that situation, yeah. right? And this is so...
And if your homepage says you have world-class support, you just had an opportunity there to prove it. Demonstrate it, yeah, right? Great.
The other thing, you know, I mean, you lose internet connection, right? Well, when you know that that can happen and that has happened before, make sure that you're prepared. I want to have the phone number of everybody that I'm doing an online demo, even if I don't plan on calling you. Because if things go down, what am I supposed to do
Yeah,
now?
We don't want to waste time here.
Huh? I'm right? going to pick up my phone and just call time. You. Yeah. Just call you, right? Yeah. And be like, close your eyes and imagine the most beautiful page you've ever seen and I'm clicking this thing. Right? I'll find a way yeah. around this. Yeah. And there's obviously screenshots. There's obviously mock-ups. There's yeah. obviously other ways for you to show what and how something works when it's not really working life anymore.
That's right.
But you just want to be prepared. Just be prepared and know these things happen. So when they happen, you can't be like, oh my God, it's the end of the world. It's the same thing with... If you're a speaker, you know, sometimes I want to have a presentation, but I always think if I have a presentation, I always ask myself, if the projector and if this thing doesn't
what
work,
do I do?
What is my simplified version of this? How can I boil it down yeah. to a piece of paper with three notes
yeah.
and just still rock and roll,
and go, yeah.
right? Because it's that also annoys me when like a speaker starts and then the projector isn't working and then it's like,
three forever.
Minutes of
yeah.
awkwardness. Well, I don't know. Is the speaker working? Yeah. Are people running on stage? Well, what am I supposed to... Like, just
get going.
Going. Go. Yeah. Like how... This can't be the first time yeah. this happened, right? Yeah. So just be prepared and have a contingency plan, yeah. right? Especially for things that happen often.
Even if it's a list of 10 jokes, whatever.
Whatever. Makes right? you happy. Do yeah. something. Tell a story about a customer. Last yeah. time this happened, yeah. it was a prospect that turned out to be our best customer. So yeah. this is a good sign, yeah. right? This is... We're starting Done. Off on the yeah. right foot, right? This is going to be amazing. Say something, right? Yeah. The other thing in terms of like preparation or laziness is dummy data. So a lot of times, another pet peeve of mine is that people will have demo accounts because they don't want to show you real data. And these demo accounts, the fake data is so obviously fake that it's hard for you as a user to have the real
to
experience.
Imagine your data
yeah.
in there. Yeah.
It's like all customers are like, X, Y, Z, 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 and it's just...
At least pick real names, fake phone numbers that look real, like, come on,
put a little bit of effort in it. For us, at Closeout, we have, like, on the homepage, we have all these references to Arrested Development because a bunch of people here are fans. So the demo data that we show all these people that are characters in Arrested Development, just to make it fun, do something, right? Yeah. It's these little things that can make a big difference, right? That's it can make it more fun. The next thing. In terms of saving time, this is the simplest thing.
Yeah.
Make your demo short.
I like it. Yeah.
Please, for the love of God, make it short.
What's
you
short?
You know what the average... First, I'll tell you what the average demo is that I've seen.
Yeah.
60 minutes.
What?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah. The average
People
demo...
need that long, huh?
In the sales process, you are a potential enterprise customer or prospect, and I'm going to give you a demo of the product. It's 60 minutes.
Wow.
And... A lot of times, more often than I'd like it to be, it turns even longer than 60 minutes because the idiots, you know, including me, plan out for 60 minutes of talking and then the person has a question and it turns into 1.5 hours. It's impossible to remember all this. It's overwhelming. You know how these demos end? They end with a feeling on both ends of overwhelming and exhaustion. And you don't want to talk next step. You don't want to buy. You don't want to make any decisions.
You have to process.
You're just like, give me some days to think about this. If I end a demo and the other person goes, oh, let me think about this. I know I've done too much. Too much information. I've overwhelmed the person. That's not the purpose of the demo, overwhelmment, right? You want to create clarity. You want them to feel like taking action. Oh, I understand
this. This is going to solve my problem.
Let's go, right? And not, oh my God, this was so much. I need to think about this and I need to digest all this. So my ideal, very average time in terms of giving a good demo is 10 to 15 minutes. So in total, plan for 30 minutes, plan to... You know, ask some critical questions first 5 to 10 minutes, plan to give a demo for another 10 to 15 minutes, and then have a few more minutes, have some more Q&A and some call to action. Keep it snappy. Even if it's 30 minutes, it might sometimes turn into 40. It might sometimes turn to 25, but 30 minutes is a good
mix.
Okay. And it will force you, even that will force you to edit things out, to go, I can't show everything about my product in 30 minutes. Good.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing.
Make hard choices and decide what to show and what not to show.
In 30 minutes, something's probably wrong.
Something is wrong. Oh, but Stelly, our product is so much more complicated that no.
No.
No. No. Just
the value shouldn't be complicated, right?
I mean, there are some edge cases where eventually in the sales cycle, because it's so complex and so technical.